Good morning, Potemkins. Well, I've been telling you about crypto FUD and propaganda in the crypto market for a long time. Today, the SEC court was found to be unconstitutional. So I don't want you to get caught up in this news. I want you to do a quick snapshot of the last 3 years. And I want you to think about every time you were told the Securities and Exchange Commission is relevant to your life, to your crypto, to something. And it isn't. And every single decision that that court has ever made will now be overturned. And let me tell you something, the lawyers love this. When there's a fundamental change in the statutory space, all of the lawyers basically get paid to shuffle around and pretend they're important again. So I'm hoping that this is the last and the end of the bureaucracy, because the Securities and Exchange Commission is an executive agency, somehow has its own judiciary process, and now it's unconstitutional. That's correct. So when I tell you the SEC is going to be coded out of existence, consider it a threat. Like, just take that as a threat, because it's the only way you'll understand it properly. There are people who believe that regulators are going to be in charge. You are wrong. They never were. The apex predator was always the person who was running game on the SEC for two reasons. One, the smartest guy in the room tends to win. But the SEC has to have, they don't just have to be the smartest guys in the room. They have to have affirmative legislation in place to stop an apex predator in their markets before the predator starts preying. It's an impossible job. Everyone says, oh, I try to give the regulators credit. I don't give the regulators credit for one reason. If they were any good at their job, they'd realize it was impossible. However, they're being paid to not discuss whether or not they're smart enough to get ahead of the smartest thieves available. What they're really doing is they're going to be the government servants who get trained one defeat at a time by watching a predator make a victim and then clean that mess up and then get affirmative legislation in place so that all of the systems, you know, all of the normies follow the legislation so that the systems are good. The issue is that the legislation does not put together a very good non-fraudulent system. It just puts together legislation. So if you think legislation is what's going to secure your financial system, math and code are what's going to secure your financial system. That's not going to be a debate. That's a professional reminding the amateurs that no one gives a fuck about your regulators or your lawyers or your judges. And this is what's happening now. Jesus Christ. If an entire court... Remember, think about it like this. The SEC is an executive agency, but for some reason it has a judiciary. This was a Jedi mind trick upon people. Some dumbass, you're going to pay $500 an hour for a lawyer who's too stupid to realize that he doesn't have to show up to court in an executive agency. Here's the issue, and here's where I would be incorrect, and that is... certain items are regulated. So once affirmative legislation is in place, .. that process can be basically handed over to the SEC and they can come up with their own administrative process. However, to refer to their administrative process as a judiciary is where a lot of the confusion lies. So I'm going to state it again for anyone who doesn't understand. If you think that there is a government servant and it's so important that it's never, like, you're the person who says, I don't care, I'm going to vote for this person, you are irrelevant. You have no idea what you're talking about. Those people will be coded away. The Terminator metaphor, the machines are not going to come and kill us all, because that would be it's fundamentally impossible for machines to... So many machines would have to be able to secure a perimeter around a factory where they could build more machines. It wouldn't make more sense. However, the Terminator metaphor, everyone's going to lose their job to the machines. That's a very economic reality that you can start wrapping your head around. Let's go back to how my markets have been FUDded the whole time. Whales are buying. The math and the volumetrics do not support the term whales are buying. and every human being who's been spreading this, here's what you're going to find. That most of these people discuss things in rumor. They discuss things in euphemism. They make what they consider educated speculation and then put it out. And here's how you can tell the difference between your bullshit clickbait artists. And let's state it out loud. It's high time to verbally abuse and throw eggs at journalists. It's high time to do that. Journalists are so bad that they'll just put out anything. Like these are $10 an hour idiots that know how the English language is assembled. So they put big piles of grammar on paper. None of it has anything to do with reality. It just has to do with what they are reporting. So, and here's how you tell. They won't teach you mechanics. Okay. The best people in the room teach you their process. Now, this doesn't mean their process is good. It just means that they're honest. So, if you have someone who's honest and they teach you their rubric, you know, they don't even charge you for it, don't hate on them. They can be amateurish, but they're learning. However, if somebody talks at you in the manner in which intellectual property applies, these people keep talking around their job in the process. They keep trying to use the faith, values, trust, and belief is what you will be required to exude to deal with these people, because they don't teach you and they don't show you what they do. And because they don't do that, this is how you find charlatans. Intellectual property is for people with neither, looking for both in all cases. You got a problem with that? You go talk to Stefan Kinsella. I have sicked Kinsella on one of, there's a guy in the crypto space. He used the term IP risk bubble. Okay. If you want to talk about pure bullshit, if you want to talk about a fucking human being who clearly doesn't understand what they're talking about, trying to associate the concept of a risk bubble with intellectual property is literally saying I have intellectual property and it's as empty as a bubble, which makes perfect sense when you listen to the guy, but wow. So let's go down to all of these enforcement threats. After you have been propagandized and you're headed to a court that isn't a court, you will, the enforcement threats, most of this revolves around regulation, which it's not going to fucking happen, but it's not going to, regulation will happen with code, but it's not going to happen because cannabis, okay? Anyone who believes that the crypto market can be policed had best go scrape up all the cannabis, okay? Now I'm going to state it again. Any stupid ass who owns a fucking, who owns some kind of clickbait outlet, and they're telling you that any of the crypto market can be policed, aka regulated, they are wrong. They are wrong. They're dead wrong. They're incorrect. It's not an opinion. Millions and millions of locations is where all of the crypto is held, just like where all the pot is held. And the cops don't know where it is. And let me tell you the fun part about crypto. The cops and all of their ignorant drug war efforts always went after big piles of crypto. Well, guess what? That's why they just try to go after financial institutions. All of the individuals, they can't spread out to everybody's house. They just can't do it. So every single time, as a matter of fact, here's how you should probably start to procure your crypto knowledge. When anyone in that space proclaims that they're smart enough to teach you and they're going to teach you that it's possible to enforce these threats, they are not a good enough information source for you to pay attention to anymore. You should send them a little hate mail. Remind them it's probably time to shut the fuck up. The stablecoin stuff, maybe I'll do a stablecoin. I've talked enough about stablecoins, but just because you see a stablecoin fail, remember, all of the people who think they know what they're doing cannot create a stablecoin because they're not stable. They never were stable. I've said that for a long time. It's not stable. The USD is not a stable unit of measure. So a belief that a stablecoin is supposed to be your de facto unit of account, for starters, I understand that concept. The United States dollar isn't a unit of account. That's why everyone is trying to, all of the dollar people desperately want you to stay in their system. I want you to understand that a couple of billion, just imagine like a Berlin Wall event where crypto takes over in a very short period of time. let's call it 60 days. Let's say we have a weird monetary revolution where some things collapse and other things take up for the collapsing system. Crypto will take up for that collapsing digital system. What would happen? What would happen is a bunch of billionaires would become non-billionaires without spending a nickel. They would still have the property. I mean, you know, a billionaire's house tends to be nice. But when the dollar collapses and his portfolios that are measured in dollars suddenly don't have the same weight as they do, and all of the stuff that he thought, you know, his cash position is now fundamentally unspendable. Billionaires become millionaires. Well, they'll be fine. Billionaire becomes millionaire. Millionaire might become pauper again. Those people will become really dangerous. So when I say, but then a bunch of people will become millionaires overnight. So I understand how certain shifts happen. And it's kind of in everyone's best interest that we don't have rapid title shifting. At least the general principle is you do not want a rapid title shift, because that's very destructive. You kind of just want to transition from one to the other. And, you know, orderly transition of people leaving a stadium versus disorderly. Everybody's trying to get out because something's on fire. So understand that these people have been lying to everyone about taxation. I've gone into how, you know, if you do your transactions properly, you don't pay taxes in them. But you will be constantly told to use a middleman. And it's a big middleman economy. It's full of accountants, financial advisors, brokers who have licenses that you don't. And again, it's not even skills and knowledge that you wouldn't necessarily be able to learn in your garage. It's permissions to systems that you would not be able to touch without permission. So that's where the permissionlessness is really going to destroy the monetary system while helping. To give you an understanding of this level of propaganda, look at the noise around inflation. Now, if you don't know who Catherine Austin Fitz is, she will show you that there is a huge, huge, huge black budget printing press turned on somewhere because HUD and DOD have been leaking trillions and trillions. Like, your monetary system is garbage if it has errors in the trillions, okay? So, obviously, somebody's printing somewhere. Now, take that and keep it in the back of your mind. We do not know the overall money supply. Absolutely, we do not know it. The dollar is basically measured as a money velocity. We don't know the total dollars on Earth. More importantly, all of the other fiat on the planet is also measured in dollars. And all of the other fiat on the planet is fundamentally stuck on top of the world reserve. So if you think about it like a cake, the other fiats on the planet are like icing. And then the dollar is like the cake. And then we'll add China in there because we know they printed up a shit ton of money. And they, honestly, they had to. But when we get to the end of that, nobody knows what the fiat supply is. And because we are in the world reserve, all of the fiat applies to our net inflation, because someone else's inflation might only be in their currency, but it may also, because of the way those people run those systems, the World Reserve might absorb someone else's inflation. So here's how I'm certain that inflation and the discussion that all these supposed professionals are having around it is irrelevant. Inflation is fundamentally based on your known money supply and how much you add to it. We don't have a known money supply. It's fundamentally about double what we think it is. So the inflation talk is only half as bad as everyone wants to make it, because the money supply is twice as big as everyone doesn't want to believe. And that's the issue with all of this. And we'll just go back to these people claim they have intellectual property. What they have is huge piles of grammar that don't function because the USD is not a unit of measure and the money supply is unknown. Without either one of those things nailed down, I can have any narrative I want, and I can use a bunch of complicated terminology, and it will sound beautiful forever. That's exactly what the Federal Reserve does. So the last portion of this I'll get into is the flavor of the week narratives. I'm pretty sure everyone has noticed in the last 2 years that you will simply be dragged around from one topic to another, and the information sources that you use have to be garbage They have to be garbage because they keep going in big, swirling cesspool circles of nowhere. It'll keep the information. We're having the abortion debate again. Why? Because somehow in the late 80s, the greatest judicial system that's ever been thought of somehow couldn't adjudicate this shit at least 30 years ago. Couldn't. Why? Because the system is fraud as we understand it. Other people shouldn't write statutes for us. But just getting into, because, you know, second and third order effects, when other people write laws for you, you can be subject to a cycle of media that has nothing to do with reality. We will be issued the narrative of the week by the overlords. Is Ukraine relevant? Only to the fact that the criminal networks that were running in America, in Russia, in many other places have been playing inside of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin's got a real problem on his border. He can just say it's cheap. It's cheap as hell for Vladimir Putin to clean up Ukraine. It's expensive as hell for America to clean up Ukraine. When you say Ukraine doesn't need to be cleaned up, you're ignorant because there's obviously biological weapons installations there. So all of these problems that have been, don't look over here, don't look over here, follow the narrative, follow the narrative. If you have a goldfish memory, the flavor of the week thing just dominates your mind's eye forever. Well, I'm telling you, if you keep suffering from the flavor of the week narrative, you'll never learn anything. You have to learn something. Remember, when you know how to do something, you don't believe anybody. You don't trust them. It's not personal. It's business. You know how. So I can only tell you, it's best that you learn how instead of listening to the clickbait artists, because they will carry anyone's water. Why does anyone tell you about Joe Biden's decision-making? It's clearly poor. Why does anybody carry his water? Because everybody thinks he's in charge of shit? Well, he's not the one who determines $40 billion going somewhere, and apparently that's the legislature, and apparently they'll do it anyway. We will just make stuff up. We will support foreign wars against both sides when we can. The beautiful thing about a war between Russia and Ukraine is we can't take both sides of this one. So, folks, if you want to see the biggest pyramid scheme ever, it looks like this. The eyeball. Me, 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 me. This is the Eye of Sauron, and the big-ass pyramid scheme is the dollar. And it's all held together with narrative. And as you can see, the narrative in the financial space, you know, the whale, I look mostly at the financial and statutory spaces, and then I just end up in, I look at the political space because politics is war by other means. I'm better at than other people, so I could just, I know not 90, at least 90% of my information is useless. As soon as I get it, the day I get it, it's useless, and I know that. So you have to get really good at ferreting out the lies. And over the course of time, you get really good at ferreting out the lies, and you start seeing that almost everything on TV is fake. Almost everything on TV is there to get you to purchase something, and that purchase now is a narrative. Everyone must continue to move in unison around the common narrative, because the belief is that there will be chaos without it, and there won't be chaos without it. Just a bunch of people will quit what they're doing, and they'll do something else. The people who have you on the monetary treadmill of that dollar, and they know that this is an oracle. Remember, they call it a medium of exchange. Substitute the word medium with oracle, because that's kind of how that works in the mystic realm. It's an oracle of exchange. Every dollar purchase is a double blind study in ignorance, because the human doesn't know what that dollar is comprised of, other than how many, you know, if you make $25 an hour, you spend your dollars at about a certain rate. You have to value, AKA, you know, air quotes, value a car. You have to value certain things based off of how much of your time it takes to make a dollar. Somebody who makes $2,500 an hour, they spend that shit differently. It's not that they have more, they spend it differently. So they perform a different type of double blind study, or that oracle does something different for them. So, campers, you do not know how to play these games, and these people are dragging you around by your ignorance because you keep volunteering your face. And if you don't volunteer your brain, to learn some shit, oh, it's going to be you who pays. It's going to be you who pays. Have a good week, campers.
When all of your flaws and all of my flaws are laid out one by one, a wonderful part of the mess that we made, we pick ourselves undone. All of your flaws and all of my flaws, they lie there hand in hand. Ones we've inherited, ones that we learned, they pass from man to man. There's a hole in my soul, I can't feel it, I can't feel it. And there's a hole in my soul, can you feel it, can you feel it? You have always worn your flaws upon your sleeve, and I have always buried them deep beneath the ground. Dig them out. Them out.